Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. For the Son of Tayyibin, today is we're celebrating one of the feasts of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are so happy and we pray in joyful tune today because it is the feast of the Lord Jesus Christ entered the temple when he is 40 days of age. His parents took him to the temple according to the teaching of the law at that time. I would like to speak to you about a couple of points. The first point, why does the church celebrate this event? Why does the church celebrate that the Lord Jesus Christ has been taken to the temple? What is the importance and what is the significance of this event? I'm telling you, the first thing I thought of is anything related to the Lord Jesus Christ, any event related to the Lord Jesus Christ is worth to be celebrated among us and in the church. He is my Lord Jesus Christ, and because he is my Lord Jesus Christ, I have to celebrate everything related to my Lord Jesus Christ. I like very much a family I know that they came from Egypt some years ago, and the mother of this family all the time carrying with her a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very dear picture to her, and when she traveled all the way from Egypt to Australia, she brought with her the Lord Jesus Christ, whom she loves. The picture that it has a lot of meaning for her. And when she comes to Australia, as you know, every couple of years we move houses. We don't stay in one house. So every time she goes from house to house, she takes the picture, her Lord Jesus Christ with her. And the picture has a very important position in the house, that all the family, when they go here and there, they touch the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the center of their life. That's why we are celebrating this feast today and any feast of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is my Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Christ, my Jesus. It reminds me, if it is the birthday of your mom, for example, you have to go to her with a gift, or you have to give her a call saying, "Happy birthday, mom." There are a lot of mom around you, but this is my mom that I have to remember here in her birthday. I have to give her a gift and I have to remember her. He is my Jesus. That's why I'm celebrating everything related to him. I am celebrating that with him and with the church. He's the center of my life here on earth. He's my savior and he's the one taking me to heaven. That's why I'm celebrating and I love to celebrate anything related to my Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, maybe a big number of you attended the wedding of Tedros and Adriana, and it was a very blessed day. And we are very much close to Tedros, and he's serving for many years in the church, and he has a beautiful service, a beautiful heart. And attending the wedding and the reception yesterday, one of the brother of Adriana said something that really touched my heart very much. He said about his sister that she taught him faith without she speaks. And explaining that, he said that all the time she considered Jesus is a good Lord and is a good father for her. She went through a lot of tribulation. She went through a very hard time. But all the time I was seeing her, seeing the Lord as a good Lord. She never changed her mind. She never changed her faith. The Lord is good. God is good. And he said something very beautiful. He said, "Today, I know that God is good because my sister, I'm very comforted about here that she is married to Tedros. So I know that God is good. This girl taught me how to have faith in God in the time of tribulation, that God is good. So this is why he is my Jesus, because he is good." Lucky is a Christian person who understands this fact, that God is good. Sometimes we have tribulation in our life. Sometimes things are not going the best way, but wait for the Lord. As David taught us, wait for the Lord, and the Lord is going to make things working very well at the end. Second point I would like to talk to you, why we are celebrating this event, because it has a beautiful meaning, that the parents are subjected to the law of the church. When it says the church say 40 days, you have to bring your son to the altar and give it to serve the Lord, or give something as a substitute for that, give a sheep, offer the sheep, and take your son with you under some circumstances. And these parents have done that. These parents were very much adequate and very much obeying to the teaching of the law. And they are very blessed parents. Not only them, but the Lord Jesus Christ, after some time also, he came to be baptized from the John the Baptist. And John the Baptist told him, it doesn't work like that. How can I baptize you? He said, no, you have to do that. To complete all the scribes, to complete all the teaching of the Lord. This family, we are celebrating today how adequate they are. One of the writing of the fathers about that, they said that usually they don't have to present the baby for circumcision at 8 days exactly, nor at 40 days exactly, but they can delay it for some time. Matthew Henry actually wrote in his commentary about that. He said, but the Lord, the mom and dad of the Lord Jesus Christ presented him to the altar exactly 8 days, and presented him, circumcision 8 days, and presented him to the altar exactly 40 days. So it means, in reality, that they follow the scripts, they follow the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the commandment of the church, very closely. And this makes St. Joseph and St. Mary a very blessed family in our church, and make the Lord Jesus Christ is a good example for us to follow the teaching of the church very closely. If you think of any saint in our church, you find them following the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in a very close way. I have thought of Pope Cyrilus, for example. Pope Cyrilus, it is well known about him that every feast in his family before he went to be a monk, that before he eat anything, he says that we have to remember the poor first. His mom says, just eat something first, and then we can give to the neighbors who are poorer than us. But Pope Cyrilus all the time say, I cannot eat unless I do that. I have first to give to the poor people, and then I will eat after that. It is someone who is taking the spiritual life very seriously, not taking it as it comes. He is Christian inside the church, and he is Christian at home, and he is Christian among his neighbors. Sometimes you are Christian in the church, and sometimes you are Christian among our Christian friends. But when we go outside this circle, we are not Christian anymore. We don't behave in that way anymore. But those saints, all the saints, name any saint, think of him or her, and you'll find that they are following the Lord in a very strict way. I like very much someone came a couple of days ago to confess, and she said something about very nice about her husband. And she said that if I am on Sunday, if I am a bit lazy to come to church, it is always my husband say, this is the day of the Lord, and we have to go to church. Not even one Sunday I can leave without coming to church. And I love that very much, a family that has someone applying the law of the Lord. And the reward of the Lord is great to the people who are serious about their spirituality. That's why fasting starts tomorrow for the Sanon Taibi, Lent. The beautiful days we have in the church, that we have a lot of prayers, a lot of nights in the church with Bible study. Every Monday night we have here Arabic and English Bible study, a lot of meetings, a lot of revival in our church. Many churches are doing nights of Bible study and praising the Lord. It is a time for your spirit. Don't take it easy. They may give the Lord Jesus Christ and his mom and dad when they apply all the law very adequate and on time. When Lent starts, I forget about my body. When Lent starts, I think about my spirit, to be belonging to heaven. The people of the world take care of their body very much. The people of heaven take care of heaven very much. In the reading of the Bible today, there was a widow that has been a widow for 84 years. And this widow, her name is written in the Bible. Why? Because she is very, very honest to the Lord. She spent 84 years of her life, the Bible is saying, praying and fasting in the temple every day for 84 years after her become a widow. How we are going to do in Lent? Are we going to be still busy with our body, with listening to the music of the world, with watching a lot of movies, or we are going to take care of our spirit, attending the church more, praying more, having my Bible more, reading in a prayer more, listening to sermons more. I like families. Once Lent starts, they put a small candle in front of a picture of St. Mary or Jesus. And this can remind them we are in holy time of the year. This is the time I take care of my spirit. Enough taking care of my body. Enough the full year taking care of my body. I have to take care of my spirit. Take the Lent seriously, please, from tomorrow. Start early. Start from the Thursday. Your body is not going to collapse, or your body is not going to suffer a lot, but your spirit is going to grow very much, I promise you. Take it very serious from the very first day of Lent. Fast. Switch off the TV. Switch off some of your habits that is related to the world. Switch off the time you spend in front of different media around you. Facebook takes a lot of time for us. And many other social networks that takes a lot of time. News here and news there. And we are wasting our time very much. Take care of your spirit. If you attend one mass a week, please attend it too during Lent. If you don't attend any spiritual meeting, please come to one spiritual meeting during Lent. If you don't read your Bible enough, read your Bible more. You have more time to read in a spiritual book. Raise your heart, lift your heart to the Lord during Lent. Take it really serious. Just would like to say some announcement quickly before it is very crowded and very loud at the end. Tonight we start some service in the church in the night of Lent. And this service is reconciliation service. We call it reconciliation service. That we come together to talk about how to start the Lent with a pure heart. Not a heart that is fighting with someone or the heart is holding grudges against anyone. But we come with a pure heart to the Lent. So we start this ritual in our church here. And Bishop Daniel will be with us tonight from 7 to 8:30. We set the whole downstairs in a nice way. We sit beside the tables and have something to eat together. And we'll speak. The night will be talks about reconciliation. We pray hymns in Arabic and in English. And we read some parts of Saying of the Fathers and the Bible about reconciliation. It will be a beautiful night. It is just 1.5 hour from 7 to 8:30. And consider it preparation for the Lent. Please come 7 to 8:30 and the bishop will be with us and the father of the church will be with us and we'll spend some 1.5 hour together having something together to eat. And then you can go after that. If you would like to do a rifa'a with your family, you can do that after the evening tonight. 7 to 8:30 tonight in the hall. And we encourage you to come and share with us the beginning of Lent tonight. Also after the Arabic Mass around 11 a.m., we are going to give condolences to Atif Fahmi. Atif is husband for Gigi and his son Joseph and Sarah, son and daughter. His mom passed away in Egypt a week ago, and we are going to be with him in the hall at 11 o'clock. Atif is a good servant in our church, a beautiful deacon, and we are going to spend some time with him in the hall after the church. Around 11 o'clock we start. Another announcement from Sunday School that there is a gathering for parents of primary school at 1 o'clock here in the English Church, and they are going to talk about how to raise up our kids at home and how to understand their feeling and their behavior. So please, parents of primary school, they would attend this meeting, please. A service in Lent is we have, on Friday, we have two masses instead of one. We have a late mass 1 to 3. Every Friday, 1 to 3 p.m., we have a bit late mass. If you'd like to attend, it's very quiet and very beautiful mass. Every Friday, starting from this Friday, 1 to 3 p.m., we have a mass. Also, Wednesdays, usually you have one mass, 5 to 7. By the start of Lent, you are going to have two masses, 5 to 7 as normal, but we are going to have a second mass, 8 to 10, every Wednesday. To conclude or to summarize that, every day in the week we have masses 8 to 10, all the days. And we have on Wednesday an early mass 5 to 7, on Friday a late mass 1 to 3 p.m. We love to see you in all the services of the church during Lent. Also, Bible study is a very good time to spend on Monday. Please come to the Bible study. We have English here 7 to 9, and we have Arabic downstairs 7 to 9 as well. Whatever you like to attend, please come and attend the beautiful Bible study we have on Mondays. Glory be to God forever. Amen.